Hello all busy mamas, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, and I will be your reader today. And today, we have Wednesday the 11th of November, or the 24th of Cheshvan, on the Hebrew calendar. This week we are in a parasha called Chayei Sara, that means Sarah's life. And the portion from the Torah today is Genesis chapter 24, verse 27 through 52. Please join me in blessing the Lord and thanking Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loyalty and his truth toward my master. As for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. Then the young woman ran and told her mother's house these things. Now Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran outside to the man at the spring. As soon as he saw the nose ring and the bracelets on his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, Thus the man said to me, he went to the man. There he was, standing by the camels at the spring. So he said, Come in, blessed of the Lord. Why are you standing outside when I've tidied up the house and there is room for the camels? So the man came to the house, and he unloaded the camels. Straw and feed were given to the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the feet of the men who were with him. Food was placed before him to eat, but he said, I won't eat until I've stated my business. So he said, Speak. I am Abraham's servant, he said. The Lord has blessed my master very much, so that he has become great, and he has given to him flocks of sheep and cattle, silver and gold, male slaves and female slaves, camels and donkeys. Now Sarah, my master's wife, gave birth to a son for my master after she was old, and he gave him everything he owns. Then my master made me take an oath, saying, You must not take a wife for my son from among the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I am dwelling. Instead, you must go to my father's house and to my family and take a wife for my son. But I said to my master, Suppose the woman won't come back with me? So he said to me, The Lord, before whom I walked continually, will send his angel with you. And he will make your way successful, and you will take a wife for my son from my family and from my father's household. Then you'll be free from my oath. If you come to my father, and if they don't give her to you, then you'll be free from my oath. So I came today to the spring, and I said, Lord, the God of Abraham, my master, if you are really going to make my way upon which I am walking successful, Look, I'm standing by the spring of water. So let it be that the unmarried girl who is going out to draw water, to whom I say, Please give me a little water to drink from your jug. And she'll say to me, You drink, and I'll also draw water for your camels. Let her be the woman whom the Lord appoints for my master's son. I had not yet finished speaking to my heart, and behold, there was Rebekah going out. Her jug was on her shoulder, and she went down to the spring and drew water. So I said to her, Please give me a drink. And she quickly lowered her jug off of her and said, Drink, and I'll also water your camels. So I drank, and she also watered the camels. Then I asked her, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. Then I placed the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her hands. I bowed down and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who guided me on the true way to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son. So now, if you're really going to show loyalty and truth to my master, tell me. But if not, tell me and I'll turn to the right or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and they said, The matter proceeds from the Lord. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Rebekah is before you. Take her and go and let her become a wife for our master's son, just as the Lord has spoken. Now when Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed down to the ground to the Lord. That was Genesis 24, 27 through 52. And now we have come to our portion from the prophets, and it is today Judges chapters 10 and 11. After Abimelech, Tola, son of Puah, son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, arose to deliver Israel. He dwelt in Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years, then died and was buried in Shamir. After him, Yair the Gileadite arose and judged Israel for 23 years. He had 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys and had 30 towns in the land of Gilead, which are called Yair's villages to this day. Then Yair died and was buried in Kamon. Then Bnei Israel again did what was evil in the Lord's eyes. They worshipped the Baalim, the Ashtaroth, gods of Aram, gods of Sidon, gods of Moab, gods of the children of Ammon, and gods of the Philistines. They abandoned the Lord and did not worship him. So the Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he sold them over into the hand of the Philistines and into the hand of the children of Ammon. They shattered and crushed Bnei Israel that year. For 18 years all Bnei Israel who were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Then the children of Ammon also crossed over the Jordan to fight against Judah, Benjamin, and the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was greatly distressed. Then Bnei Israel cried out to the Lord, saying, We have sinned against you, for we have forsaken our God and have worshipped the Baalim. So the Lord said to Bnei Israel, Did I not deliver you from the Egyptians, the Amorites, the children of Ammon, the Philistines, the Zidonians, the Amalekites, and the Ammonites who oppressed you? When you cried out to me, I delivered you from their hand. Yet you have forsaken me and worshipped other gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your distress. Then Bnei Israel said to the Lord, We have sinned. Do to us whatever seems good to you, but please deliver us this day. Then they removed the foreign gods from among them and worshipped the Lord. So his soul could not bear the misery of Israel. Then the children of Ammon were summoned and camped in Gilead. Bnei Israel gathered together and camped in Mizpah. The people of the princes of Gilead said one to another, Whoever begins to fight against the children of Ammon will be chief over all the inhabitants of Gilead. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, but he was son of a prostitute, while Gilead was Jephthah's father. But Gilead's wife bore him sons, and when the wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, You won't inherit in our father's house, for you are a son of another woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and lived in the land of Tob. Some worthless fellows joined with Jephthah and went out with him. Now it came about after a while that the children of Ammon fought with Israel. when the children of Ammon made war against Israel. The elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah from the land of Tob. They said to Jephthah, "Come and be our chief, so we may fight the children of Ammon." Jephthah then said to the elders of Gilead, "Didn't you hate me and drive me out of my father's house? So why are you coming to me now that you're in trouble? Here is why we are now turning to you," the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah. "Come with us, fight the children of Ammon, and then you will become head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you take me back home to fight the children of Ammon, and the Lord gives them over to me, I should become your head." The elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "Let the Lord be witness between us if we don't do as you say." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them, after Jephthah repeated all his terms before the Lord at Mizpah. Then Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, "What have you to do with me, that you have come to me to make war on my land?" The king of the children of Ammon answered the messengers of Jephthah, "Because Israel took away my land when they came up from Egypt, from the Arnon to the Yabbok as far as the Jordan. Now therefore, return them peaceably." But Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon and said to him, "Thus says Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab or the land of the children of Ammon. For upon departing from Egypt, Israel traveled through the wilderness to the Sea of Reeds and came to Kadesh. Then Israel sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, 'Please let me pass through your land.' But the king of Edom would not consent. Similarly, he sent word to the king of Moab, but he would not consent. So Israel, after staying at Kadesh, traveled through the wilderness, around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, came to the east side of the land of Moab, and they camped on the other side of the Arnon. But they did not enter the territory of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. Then Israel sent messenger to King Sihon of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon, and Israel said to him, 'Please let us pass through your land to my place.' But Sihon did not trust Israel to pass through his territory. So Sihon gathered all his troops, camped in Jahaz, and fought against Israel. But the Lord God of Israel gave Sihon and all his troops into the hand of Israel, and they defeated them. So Israel took possession of all the land of the Amorites, the inhabitants of that country. Thus they possessed all the territory of the Amorites, from the Arnon as far as the Yabbok, and from the wilderness as far as the Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. So should you possess their land? Don't you possess what Chemosh, your God, gives you to possess? Likewise, whatever the Lord our God has dispossessed from before us, this we will possess. Besides, are you any better than Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, or did he ever fight against them? While Israel was living in Heshbon and its villages, in Aroer and its villages, and in all the cities on both sides of the Arnon for 300 years, why didn't you try to recover them all that time? So I myself have not transgressed against you, yet you are doing me harm by waging war against me. May the Lord the judge judge today between Bnei Israel and the children of Ammon." However, the king of the children of Ammon paid no attention to the words of Jephthah that he sent him. Then the Ruach Adonai came upon Jephthah, so he marched through Gilead and Manasseh, and passed through Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he crossed over to the children of Ammon. Then Yephthah vowed a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed give the children of Ammon into my hand, then it will be that whatever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return safely from the children of Ammon, it will be the Lord's, and I will offer it up as a burnt offering." So Yephthah crossed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord gave them into his hand. So he utterly defeated them from Aroer until you come to Minnit, 20 towns, and as far as Avel Haramim. So the children of Ammon were subdued before Bnei Israel. Now when Yephthah arrived at his home in Mizpah, behold, his daughter was coming out to meet him with tambourines and with dances. Now she was his only child. Besides her, he had no son or daughter. Upon seeing her, he tore his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, you made me bow down in grief. You made me miserable. For I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I cannot take it back." "My father, you have opened your mouth to the Lord," she said to him. "Do to me what proceeded from your mouth, since the Lord brought vengeance on your enemies, the children of Ammon." She said further to her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me be alone 2 months, so that I may go on the mountains and mourn my virginity, I and my companions." "Go," he said. So he sent her away for 2 months. So she left, she and her companions, and mourned on the mountains because of her virginity. Then at the end of 2 months she returned to her father, who did with her according to his vow he had made. So she was never intimate with the man. So it became a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel would go annually to commemorate the daughter of Yephthah the Gileadite 4 days in a year. That was Judges chapters 10 and 11. Now we have come to the writings, and today we have Psalm 36. For the director of music, of David, the servant of the Lord. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. That was Psalm 36. And now we have come to our final portion, which is the Apostles, the Apostolic Scriptures. And today we're reading Matthew chapter 26, verse 1 through verse 35. Now it happened that when Yeshua had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that Passover comes in 2 days, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be executed." Then the ruling Kohanim and elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the Kohen Gadol named Caiaphas. They plotted together in order that they might seize Yeshua by stealth and kill him. but not during the festival, they were saying, so there won't be a riot among the people. Now, while Yeshua was in Bethany at the house of Shimon HaMetzorah, a woman came up to him with an alabaster jar of very expensive oil, and she poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. But when his disciples saw this, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? It could have been sold for a lot, and the money given to the poor. But Yeshua, knowing this, said to them, why do you cause trouble for this woman? She's done me a mitzvah. You always have the poor with you, but you won't always have me. For when she poured this oil on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Amen, I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in all the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then one of the 12, the one called Judah of Criot, went to the ruling Kohanim and said, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? And they weighed out 30 shekels of silver for him. From then on, Judah began looking for a chance to hand him over. Now on the first day of Matzah, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? He said, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my time is near. At your house I am to keep the Passover with my disciples. The disciples did as Yeshua had ordered them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when it was evening, Yeshua was reclining at the table with the 12. As they were eating, he said, amen, I tell you, one of you will betray me. And being very sorrowful, they began, each one, to say to him, I am not the one, am I, Master? And he replied, the one who dipped his hand in the bowl with me, he is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, just as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. And Judah, the one betraying him, replied, I'm not the one, am I, Rabbi? Yeshua said to him, you've said it yourself. Now while they were eating, Yeshua took matzah, and after he offered the bracha, he broke it and gave to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the removal of sins. But I say to you, I will never drink of this fruit of the vine from now on, until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. After singing the Hallel, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Yeshua said to them, this night you will all fall away because of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to the Galilee. But Peter replied to him, though all fall away because of you, I'll never fall away. Yeshua said to him, truly, I tell you, this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Even if I must die with you, Peter says to him, I'll never deny you. And so said all the disciples. That was Matthew 26, 1 through 35, and that concludes our reading of scriptures from Daily Bread for today. If you are reading through the Apostolic Scriptures or the New Testament twice this year, then you would today also be reading Romans chapter 7. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Have a blessed day. I pray that the Word of God will encourage you and strengthen you today. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time. Hashem, bless you.